to the extent that the presidency has been everything than open in dealing with the health challenges our president is facing, we will continue to have this kind of controversies, which would have been resolved if they have come out clean from the inception to tell us the true state of health of the president. It would have put to rest all these unnecessary controversies.
Has this resolution by the Federal Executive Council yesterday dampened the anxiety felt when there appeared to be no one in charge?
I don't think so. They are partisans, and people know clearly where they are and have no trust or confidence in them. Tell them the truth about the state of health of the president.
Well, you are in the country. What is this controversy doing? Has it had any impact? One of our analysts we spoke with said there's no government business going on. Should that be?
Ordinarily, it shouldn't be so if we are truly practicing federalism, where you are expected to have devolved powers to levels of government with enough authority to discharge their functions without the presence of the president. But in the last 20 to 30 years, which actually began with the military, everything in Nigeria has been centralized to the office of the president. And if the occupier of that office is for one reason or the other not around, that would practically paralyze governance, which is clearly the case in Nigeria. And it is worrisome because it is this kind of climate of vacuum that gives room for all kinds of desperate people to attempt to upstage the situation.
Supporters of the president say anybody can get sick. That is not fair. The opposition using a matter of health of the president to call for his removal from office, saying prior to now, done exceptionally well in his job.
There's some sympathy to that position, and all these controversies would not have arisen, in my view, if the presidency had handled the matter differently. The fact that they are keeping it in secrecy has denied the presidency the sympathy of Nigerian people in this time of need. So I think two issues need to be separated here. One is the entitlement of anybody who is challenged by health to have sympathy of his people. Then the other one is a constitutional position of presidency, which in a democracy, every Nigerian is entitled to know what the occupier of that exalted office is doing, his state of health and all that. And if that information is denied, it also leads to another denial of the sympathy somebody who has health challenges require in such situation.
Do you think the opposition is overplaying its hands on this matter?
I don't think so. And it's not just the formal opposition that are concerned about the health of the president. It's actually the generality of Nigerian people.